Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell. Did you catch that report on the radio a couple days ago about Bible sales? According to Book Tracker, Circana BookScan, Bible sales increased by 22% by the end of October. Americans bought more than 14 million Bibles in 2023 and more than 13 million in just the first 10 months of this year, according to Circana. In its 2024 State of the Bible report, the American Bible Society said 65 million Americans are curious about the Bible but aren't already engaged with Scripture. The ABS calls this group the movable middle, and they say they're often the ones who are most interested in reading the Bible for the first time. He said he thinks many are discovering that the Bible may have answers to some of the questions they've been struggling with. Well, those are some encouraging signs. This past Sunday, my son Jake caught a ride to church with some friends who attend on a rare occasion. When I got to the church, I noticed he had left his Bible in our car. So being the good dad that I try to be, I took it to him at his Sunday school class. Now, in a perfect world, his response might have been, "Thank you for bringing me my Bible. I didn't know how I was going to get through this class without it." Some of you are chuckling because you know that's not the response I got. But his friend reached out and grabbed the Bible from me and started thumbing through it. He commented on how nice it was, well, asked him if he had a Bible, and his answer was that he only had a pocket New Testament that he kept by his bed. I asked him if he'd like to have a Bible, and his answer was a very enthusiastic yes. So I have purchased one for him, along with a nice case. And my prayer is that God's word will lead him to a saving knowledge of Christ. Now, I'm sharing this because the thought struck me that during the Christmas season, we are often stumped for gift ideas for people. Perhaps a nice new study Bible would make the perfect gift, especially for that young person. Just an idea I thought I'd share with you. Well, this evening at 8 o'clock is John MacArthur's Christmas special, One Perfect Life. You know, it's hard to believe there are less than 3 weeks left in this year. I want to thank each one who has helped to support us this year and make this ministry possible. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Our mailing address, WRVM Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin 54174, or make a gift online at WRVM.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.